feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, 15th October 2007. Look, double foreigners have come in this group, and so you will do double the work, won't you? Send your result of 1 week, and then Bab Dada will see. It is easy, isn't it? It's not difficult. Maya will come, you will say, Baba, I never used to experience this before, but it has come now. This will happen, but those who have determined faith have victory guaranteed. The fruit of determination, dridhata, is success, safalta. The lack of success is through the lack of determination. So you have to attain the success of determination. Double foreigners, claim number one. You are double. You are double foreigners. Aren't you? So, show wonders. Determination. So when you are determined, only then success is the result. What happens when you become determined? And what happens when you don't have firm determination? Mind is the seed, or you can say, feelings manifest in the heart. The powers of the mind manifest in the intellect, and willpower manifests in the internal centers of humankind. And what happens when we are determined? Our internal powers, our internal energies get activated. When you are determined to do something, that determination activates internal energies and powers unknowingly. You gather more will, more energy, more desire. And the result is intense effort. To achieve something, a desire is needed. But desire alone is not enough. I want to achieve something and I have the desire. But that desire alone is not enough. Few more things are needed along with desire. Determination and effort. Infinite patience, strategy, then only the desire will get fulfilled. Desire, a wishy-washy desire, doesn't lead to success. Desire should be backed with dridhta, determination, and right efforts. Then only success will come. If there is just desire and no determination, success cannot come. What this determination does, as I said, it activates internal powers. For example, somebody wants to learn a language. There is a desire that I want to learn German, Spanish, Greek language, Latin language, Thai language, or any language. Now the desire is there. And I also know the benefits. There is a huge literature locked in that language. There is a huge literature locked in Bengali language. There is a huge literature locked in Gujarati language, in Marathi language, English language. So now I have the desire. And I know the benefits. If I learn, if I understand, if I know, if I become the master, then all this treasure is available to me. I get a key, a free access to this knowledge. But desire alone is enough. I have the desire. It's a good desire. It's good for my self-development. So what is needed is determination and time. Time limit. Don't give unlimited time to yourself. Stipulated time. 3 months. Within 3 months, at least I should be master of huge number of words. In 3 months, at least I should know the grammar of that language. Some basic grammar. In 3 months, at least I should be able to construct simple sentences for conversation. In 3 months, at least I should be able to have a good communication skill in that particular language. So I have stipulated a time. And then even more than that, what is needed is determination. When I determined, the willpower is generated. Extra energy is generated within me. And then only I can do it. If I have no determination to do this, then it's a faraway task. It's a far cry. A destination where I'm never going to reach. Have you seen waterfall? The water falling from above. Where it is falling upon? Rock. Which rock? Gigantic rock. Robust rock. Very strong rock. And look at the stream of water, so thin, so feeble, so imbecile. But yet those streams of waterfall, falling from height, they break the rock or they make some mark on the rock one day. Why? Continuity. So continuity of sadhana is necessary for achieving success. Determination is necessary to achieve success. Effort is necessary to achieve success. Samyak Vyayam. Buddha calls it Samyak Vyayam. Right effort is needed to achieve success. Infinite patience is needed to achieve success. Time management is needed to achieve success. And this determination then generates power within you. Extra power. You see the destination. It's definitely difficult. In today's Murli Baba said, this yad, remembrance, is difficult as well as the easiest thing. But he focused more on his difficult part today. It's not going to your aunt's house. It's a very difficult job. It's very difficult. even children can explain 7 days exhibitions to others. But knowledge is simple. But staying in remembrance. So it's like anybody can do that. Labar. Anybody can do. But the knowledge should percolate deep within you. It should enter into the gray matter, the cortex. Have you seen a rock? And through the rock, a plant grows. Even if you take a big chisel and try to break the rock, that rock will not break. It's a mammoth. But look at the power of a tender sapling. It's growing through the rock and coming out. Why? Because rock is dead. That sapling is live, tender, but filled with willpower and filled with determination to see the sun, to breathe. So, firm determination. Mere desire is not enough. Everybody loves to become rich, but how much efforts they make? Not at all. There are people who are keeping on giving excuses all the time. We are poor, we are poor, we are poor. You are poor because of your own wish. You are responsible for your own poverty. People are rich. They say, oh, they are, it's there in their fortune. It's not about fortune. They have worked hard. You also work hard. You should not blame circumstances. All the great men had unfavorable circumstances in their lives. So it's not excuses, but your willpower, your intensity of desire that gives you dividends. There's a man, everybody has heard this, he wanted to achieve God and he saw a saint, a fakir, going by. And he tells him, I want to achieve God. I want to see God. The fakir looks into his eyes and there is real thirst. And fakir is on his way to the river. And he tells that man, come with me. Follow me. So you want to achieve God? He says, right. So you want to see God? Of course. So you are ready to do anything for that? Yes, of course. That's why I'm here. The fakir takes him to the water, to the river, and tells him, let's take a bath. And once that man is in the water, he grabs his neck, and fakir is strong and hefty, very strong, and the man is thin built. He grabs his neck and pushes him inside the water. And the man cries, shouts. But that fakir is very, very strong. His hold is very strong. The man is shouting, crying, as if fish out of water. But then suddenly, the man has become strong. Suddenly an extra power is generated within him. And in spite of him being so thin-built, so weak, he could overcome the hold of fakir and he comes out. And the fakir is laughing. And then that fakir asks him, what was the thing which you desired the most when you were inside the water? And the man says, desire? No other desire except one, to live. The fakir says, do you have the same desire to achieve God? Do you have the same desire to realize God? Where everything else just vanishes out from your heart. And only one desire remains, the desire to achieve that particular object and nothing else. That is known as determination. And this determined desire kindles your internal energies, ignites your internal latent potentials, and you become powerful. And this world is the world of powerful men who are the men of determination. And how much time you need? Just a moment of determination is needed to achieve success. You don't need big time. Just a moment of determination, just one thought of determination. You just make one thought and then you control your whole life. What is needed for living? What is needed? Food. Okay. So what is needed for life? Food. But food is not the only thing by which we live. Because there are people who are living without food. So there is something else. Second, sunlight. Yes. But there are people who can live even without sunlight.
Third, air.
That is needed. But then again, there are people. Humanity has not heard of them, but they are there.
Then what is needed? Energizing exercises, physical or
mental. That is needed. Man is powered by these things. But what is seen is that even if all these things are not there, and only one thing is needed, is there, person lives, and that is willpower.
Willpower.
If there is a strong desire to live, very, very strong desire to continue, then nothing you need. I remember there was one lady admitted in the hospital long back, and she was quite critical. She was elderly, old lady with multiple comorbidities. Frail lady, almost cachexic, moribund. She went on ventilator, on huge inotropic supports, not maintaining life parameters, vital parameters, and everything was fluctuating as if she would die any moment. But then she survived. She came out of everything. Retrospectively, when she was asked, she said, "I am not going to die unless and until I see my granddaughter's marriage." That was her strong internal desire. "I am not going to die." So what was there? Food was not there, nothing, all these things were not there. Only one thing was there. So when there is a strong determination within, it kindles all your latent powers, all your internal energies. They say we have three important chakras. The chakra of intelligence is here. The chakra of feeling is here, heart. But the chakra of willpower is at the navel. And this is the most important chakra, where up and low, they both meet. So this navel is said to be the center of willpower. The more willpower you have, the more this chakra of navel develops. And they say, this is most important than all other chakras. Because at birth, we are connected to the mother from here. So, whatever, willpower, determined power, determination. So, merely a wishy-washy desire, merely a desire does not work. Desire should be backed up by strong will. Any desire will manifest, any desire would fructify only and only if that desire
has got determination behind it. The stronger the determination, then the desire will materialize. Otherwise, desire stays desire. And you live your life and you die with that desire. There are so many people who have desire for moksha, to achieve liberation. They have just desires, but the desire is not determination. Here also, we are hearing right from day one of Brahmin life that you have to become like Brahma, you have to become like Brahma. Every Murli indirectly, directly tells us that you have to become like Brahma. Everybody knows and everybody is saying, yes, we are doing effort. Raise hands. So they raise two hands. Yes, we would become. But anybody has become? Anybody is becoming? This is only desire. The desire has not taken the form of the fire. The desire should become fiery, volcanic, fierce, tremendous, prachanda. Unless and until it becomes fierce, the desire cannot become success. And another thing, I personally feel, this is my own manmat. For me, Brahma is not any person. Brahma is the name of the stage. Brahma is the name of the stage. Rather than saying that I want to become like Brahma, I would love to say I would love to attain Brahmahood. Just as there is Buddhahood. Merely become Christian is not going to help you. Become Christ. Becoming Buddhist is not going to help him. Become Buddha. Becoming Jain is not going to help him. Become Mahavira. Becoming Brahma Kumar is not going to help you. Become Brahma himself. Or achieve Brahmahood. Brahma is the name of the state. Enlightened state. Brahma is the name of the state. A stage which is very similar to the stage of God. And to achieve Brahmahood is not the monopoly of one person. He himself says everybody can become like me or even outsmart me. He even says that. That is his humility. But merely becoming Brahma Kumar and Kumari and one is so happy. Yes, we have achieved, we have understood, we have known. What you have known? Even a child knows in today's Murli, Sakar, Labar. What do you know? What you know is not knowledge, is information. What you know is not knowledge at all. You know what Einstein has said towards the fag end of his life, when he was about to die, just few days before that. Einstein, the man of extreme intelligence, whoever walked on this earth, he said, when I look at my own work, whatever he has done, the theory of relativity, E equal to mc square, he says, the more I look and penetrate and see everything, I just marvel. I only understand that how less I have known, how less I have understood. There is such a vast universe to understand still. And what I have known is nothing. This is his last conclusion. About mysteries of life, they are so much to know in this world, and what I have known is nothing. So real knowledge is coming to the understanding that I have known nothing. People went to Socrates and said, have you heard? The oracle of Delphi has made a proclamation, has made a revelation. The oracle of Delphi has said that the most intelligent man on this earth is Socrates. And Socrates said, what? All I know is that I know nothing. All I know is that I know nothing. When you come to this conclusion, then only some oracle of Delphi would make that proclamation, would make that revelation. Otherwise, the one who thinks that I have known everything has really not known anything. When you come to the understanding that I have not known anything, when that sense of wonder arises in you, then the real knowledge starts. Look at the child. He picks up those small pebbles. There is a sense of wonder in him. He looks at the sun from where the sun is rising. He asks his parents, tell me why the leaves are green. And before they answer, he doesn't want even answer. He has shifted to another question. He is not interested in answer. He is just interested in questions and questions and questions because there is a sense of wonder in him. If you answer him, he hardly pays even attention. So regenerate that sense of wonder. When you read Murli, there should be a sense of wonder. Oh, is it like this? Don't read that I know everything. Read as if you don't know anything. Create that sense of wonder within you. In adulthood, the sense of wonder has been butchered, massacred, murdered. So recreate, regenerate, rekindle, reignite the sense of wonder. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Look, double foreigners have come in this group, and so you will do double the work, won't you? Send your result of 1 week, and then Bab Dada will see. It is easy, isn't it? It is not difficult. Maya will come, you will say, Baba, I never used to experience this before, but it has come now. This will happen. But those who have determined faith have victory guaranteed. The fruit of determination is success. The lack of success is through the lack of determination. So, you have to attain the success of determination. Double foreigners, claim number one. You are double. You are double foreigners. Aren't you? So, show wonders. Avyakta Murli, 50th October 2007. Om Shanti.